my story and why you need this book. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Mark Twain. Anyone who lives within their means suffers from a lack of imagination. Oscar Wilde, Irish dramatist and novelist. My hands were sweating again. Staring down at the floor to avoid the blinding ceiling lights, I was supposedly one of the best in the world, but it just didn't register. My partner, Alicia, shifted from foot to foot as we stood in line with 9 other couples, all chosen from over 1,000 competitors from 29 countries and 4 continents. It was the last day of the Tango World Championship semifinals, and this was our final run in front of the judges, television cameras, and cheering crowds. The other couples had an average of 15 years together. For us, it was the culmination of 5 months of non-stop 6-hour practices, and finally, it was showtime.
"How are you doing?"
Alicia, a seasoned professional dancer, asked me in her distinctly Argentine Spanish. "Fantastic. Awesome. Let's just enjoy the music. Forget the crowd. They're not even here." That wasn't entirely true. It was hard to even fathom 50,000 spectators and coordinators in El Rural, even if it was the biggest exhibition hall in Buenos Aires. Through the thick haze of cigarette smoke, you could barely make out the huge, undulating mass in the stands, and everywhere there was exposed floor, except the sacred 30-by-40-foot space in the middle of it all. I adjusted my pinstriped suit and fussed with my blue silk handkerchief until it was obvious that I was just fidgeting.
"Are you nervous?"
"I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm just going to have fun and let the rest follow." "Number 152, you're up." Our chaperone had done his job, and now it was our turn. I whispered an inside joke to Alicia as we stepped on the hardwood platform.
"Tranquilo.
Take it easy." She laughed, and at just that moment I thought to myself, what on earth would I be doing right now if I hadn't left my job and the United States over a year ago? The thought vanished as quickly as it had appeared when the announcer came over the loudspeaker and the crowd erupted to match him. "Pareja número 152, Timothy Ferris y Alicia Monti, Ciudad de Buenos Aires." We were on, and I was beaming. The most fundamental of American questions is hard for me to answer these days, and luckily so. If it weren't, you wouldn't be holding this book in your hands. So, what do you do?